Self-Determination Spring 2021 Edition, Department of Developmental Services, page 1. Best of both worlds. Meet Zach. He loves the outdoors and the beach. Zach's mom, Valerie, took some time to share all about Zach's volunteer job at All One Ocean. All One Ocean is a nonprofit organization that educates about pollution and creates opportunities to care for the environment. They do things like provide boxes at beaches and on nature trails to encourage people to properly discard their recyclables, which is exactly what Zach does. His volunteer work consists of walking the trails while picking the recyclables, filling the empty boxes, and ensuring boxes have clean bags for the next use. He has done such a great job collecting recyclables that additional boxes have been added to his route. Throughout his volunteer opportunity, Zach has learned how to wear gloves and a mask to do his job safely. He also wears a vest that distinguishes him as a volunteer on site. Zach sends pictures of himself volunteering to All One Ocean, and they often feature his photos and work he does when talking with others about their organization. Valerie shared this volunteer opportunity came about just before Zach entered the SDP. Luckily, because of the type of work and because Zach was in the SDP, he was able to continue volunteering during the pandemic. Valerie reports that Zach loves to quote-unquote pick up and has always felt compelled to pick up trash or put things where they belong. The volunteer work that Zach is doing is a constructive outlet for his need to pick up and creates opportunities for Zach to be in some of his favorite places, outdoors, and at the beach. He really does have the best of both worlds. Valerie is working with All One Ocean to add to Zach's responsibilities and to explore an internship through the paid internship program with Golden Gate Regional Center. Eligibility. Question. I have a friend and or a family that are interested in SDP. Who is eligible to participate in the program? Answer. To participate in the SDP, the person must receive services from a regional center, agree to specific terms and conditions. For example, they must attend an orientation and they cannot live in a licensed long-term healthcare facility. More detailed information regarding eligibility can be found on the FAQs on the DDS website. Page 2. Creativity through collaboration. Funding for local efforts to enroll individuals into SDP has been provided to regional centers to use in collaboration with their local volunteer advisory committees, LVAC. Working together, the LVACs and regional centers identified barriers in SDP implementation and used these funds toward projects that address those barriers. Many projects were put in place, such as one-on-one participant transition support, including coaching and mentoring, joint training for participants, families, regional center staff, LVAC members, and others in their community, and the recruitment and training for independent facilitators. If you want to hear more about local projects or have suggestions to aid in local transition efforts, contact your local regional center or attend your next LVAC meeting. Financial Management Services Providers. A Financial Management Service, FMS, is a required service in the SDP. An FMS helps participants manage their individual budgets by paying bills and managing the payroll for support workers. The SDP participant is required to hire an FMS provider. A list of FMS providers available at each regional center can be found on the department's website. There are three FMS models, and the SDP participant chooses which model to use. The models include bill payer, sole employer, and co-employer. The department has released a directive which contains detailed information regarding the role of FMS providers in relation to each model. Information about FMS provider requirements, tasks, and responsibilities may be found on the department's directive at FMS roles and the FMS model comparison chart. The cost of the FMS you pick depends on the number of services funded from your individual budget as a part of your individual program plan, IPP. For information regarding how the numbers of funded services affects the maximum rate for each model, please view maximum FMS rates. Additional information on FMS can be found at Program Directives and Implementation Tools. Please contact your regional center with any additional questions regarding the FMS and the models of service they provide. For more information on self-determination, review the FAQs on the DDS website. Visit the self-determination page on the DDS website. Attend a self-determination local advisory committee, LVAC meeting. Contact your regional center or local state council on developmental disabilities, SCDD regional office, or visit the SDP Facebook page hosted by SCDD.